I will tell you, I'm just not going to support your confirmation because you tell me you're going to look into something and you're going to study it. You know, people in my part of the country, consumers and businesses and others in the real world have suffered too much, and it's just not enough to expect members of the United States Senate to say you're going to investigate it and because you're a good person to give you an okay. Unless I see this agency and you at the top make the kinds of changes where it's going to be different for the consumer in the real world. I drove to a Veterans Day program in Eagle Point in Oregon, more than $2.30 a gallon a couple days ago. A lot of vets said they almost couldn't drive there because of the cost. Today's hearing is important because the Federal Trade Commission's long-running campaign of inaction on gasoline pricing is also a major factor in the escalating prices our consumers are paying. I'm of the view that gasoline pricing is one of the most important consumer protection issues that the Federal Trade Commission is responsible for overseeing. Yet during both the Clinton and the Bush administration, the Federal Trade Commission has sat on its hands and ignored oil company mergers that shortchange consumers, anti-competitive refinery practices that jack up prices, and market-distorting practices such as redlining, where oil companies restrict competition by preventing their wholesalers from selling to dealers. In effect, for years now, the Federal Trade Commission has denied, delayed, and deflected when it comes to consumer protection on gasoline prices.